SBS Radio.
Yeah, we're very lucky. We have trained two Indigenous dental assistants, so they did their 12-month traineeship with us. One is nearly just completing and the other completed hers at the beginning of this year. So we've retained her on, and both those girls live in their own community. So we have one in Bourke and we have one in Lightning Ridge. And that's been really good because the community engagement aspect that they bring to it, the knowing their people, knowing how to get them to come along to the clinic, knowing where they might be if they're not at home that day.
Dr. Lynn Main from the Royal Flying Doctors Service, and you'll hear more from Dr. Lynn coming up soon. Did you know that for Indigenous Australians, oral health is significantly poorer than that of the general population? Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians traditionally had excellent oral health, but due to a number of factors, including introduced foods to their diet and colonisation, it now seems Indigenous Australians experience much more tooth decay, tooth loss and gum disease compared to that of non-Indigenous Australians. So what is being done to bridge this gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians when it comes to dental care? I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is the NITV podcast.
Really high demand and you know, it's really hard to keep up with the demand and try and provide some more preventative services so that we're not just taking teeth out. Over the years, we've made a difference, I think, and I think we're seeing more people coming back for that preventative treatment, but there's still an awful lot of people that need to be seen, and we need to get their mouth back to a really good condition. Part of the service also is providing oral health education, going into these communities, we take the dental van into the school and we provide education. We've got aged care programs and we've also got some tooth brushing programs that we run.
You just heard there from Dr. Lynn Main, Rural and Remote Dental Services Manager at the Royal Flying Doctors Service. So, what are some of the daily challenges faced by Indigenous people wanting to access dental health services, and what programs are available to assist those in need?
I think in the areas that we serve, you know, we're quite remote, rural and remote, and so access is one of the big ones. There's a small community up in Wilmeringal, and we take the van up there, and we've been doing that for 2 or 3 years now, we can actually drive into the school and get all the kids sorted up there. And also the school principal is doing a great job of continuing the oral health education when we're not there. So access is a big one, especially if you haven't got a car. You know, the cost of fuel and just to be able to get to the dentist in the first place. So we're trying to meet that access need. And then slowly as we do that, we can get on top of the decay, you know, the lack of education around how to keep your teeth, provide some preventative programs.
There is a high demand for Indigenous dental services across Australia, and in particular for those in remote and rural areas. And as we know, Indigenous Australians have complex needs when it comes to dental health compared to that of other Australians.
There is a difference, I guess. You know, even just on the ground level, I can notice a difference. We work in public health a lot as well, and I think there's some comparisons there. But, you know, we service the Indigenous communities because of the need.
Kia Gibbs is a young Barkindji woman and is one of the dental assistant trainees with the Royal Flying Doctor Service in New South Wales. Kia explains how important it is for her to be working on country with her own community.
I'm based in Bourke at the Aboriginal Health Service. I'm trained to be a dental assistant. I kind of really never had an interest in dental. I saw the job came up and I was like, oh, just have a crack at it, you know. And I got to come back to my community. I do outreach stuff, so we do like teeth brushing programs at like the schools and the nursing homes, and like if there's any community gigs going, we just jump on board and offer our service. You know, the stigma of the dentist, you know, everyone's frightened, everyone's scared. So when they come in and see me, you can just literally see their bodies just like sigh with relief. It's just like, we know you. I'll start up a conversation, you know, living in small communities, everybody knows everyone. So you just have a chat about this one or that one or what's happening, and it literally just takes their mind off it. I feel good when they come in and they ask for me to assist. Makes me feel good, makes me feel like I'm doing my job. Just, yeah, I get to go home with a smile on my face at the end of the day.
Kia's work varies from day to day and involves fly-in, fly-out clinics and dental clinic chairside dentistry, plus also involves working in the dental bus which trips around the local community.
So basically in the clinic I'm chairside to the dentist, and then we do the fly-in, fly-out. So usually I'm more of just in my area, and where I am the plane sort of can't get in, so we take our dental van, we have a van. We take that into all the schools, the small communities. We even do the rehab out here in Brewarrina. We visit the jail in Wellington, which is good, you know. But basically, they fly in, I pick them up, we do our service and we take them. If they're shorter DAs in the other areas, they might come and pick me up, or I'll drive there and I can work in those communities.
Kia Gibbs always knew she wanted to work in healthcare, but originally wasn't sure about working in the area of dental health. But now it's an area in which Kia can't think of working in any other industry, and she also wishes to pursue further dentistry study into the future.
Just really didn't think about dental. I always wanted to do something in health. I sort of started doing the Aboriginal health practitioner courses. I just I didn't feel like it wasn't for me, but I wanted to do, like I said, I wanted to do something in health. I wanted to give back to my people, to my community. And dental is really never thought about in health, really, you know. And that plays a lot of part in a lot of our chronic diseases and stuff. So I was why not have a crack at it? And I really enjoy it. It's something that I really want to pursue, when I finish my training and carry on with.
So, what are some of the challenges an Aboriginal trainee dental assistant may face when working on country? Well, Kia has a good understanding of the complexities involved when working on country in remote and regional areas.
With me, it's a lot of prevention, and especially out here in this community, we don't have simple things like fluoride in our water. So it's all, you know, chemicals and stuff like that, being so isolated. So that plays a big part, just simple things like no fluoride in the water, being limited to fresh fruit and veg, stuff like that. The price of just anything out here is just, it's high. So that plays a big part in healthy living.
Having local Indigenous employees helps keep local community members engaged with the dental services at the Royal Flying Doctor Service. And Kia is extremely proud she has made a significant contribution to help make this happen and to help improve dental services in the region.
started, I've noticed the girls have noticed that the books have gone up, so more people come in, even more non-Indigenous people we see as well. And I feel like, not to like G myself up or anything, but I feel like I have. I've made a small contribute, like to this. Even like, you know, little things like going down to the supermarket and they walking up to me asking me questions, or like people flicking me messages on Snapchat and on Facebook just asking me questions. Like that's rewarding to me. Just, and if I don't know, like my boss Rachel and Lynn, they're very open to me contacting them anytime, just asking any questions. I like, I'll just flick Rachel a message and she'll be like, send me the photo, or like she'll give me some tips that I could give to them until they can get in to see us, or just like little things like that. It's good.
As Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, it is so important we see ourselves reflected in the work we do across our local communities. And this is something Kia is extremely proud of. She is now able to be a positive influence on local community members and those mob who come from other towns for dental treatment to Bourke in New South Wales. And Kia loves it when she sees local mob come along to their dental appointments.
I feel like, especially when like the black fellas walk in, it's like, oh, it's just sitting there like mad, you know. When people come over, because we get people coming from Bree and Cobar, like I could just see the smiles on their faces when they see me sitting at the desk, and as they walk in, it's like just that big relief. Oh, that makes my heart like sing. I just smile. I'm just like, I'm glad yous are coming. Yous are taking this step to come here. And I'm here to help you in any way that I can. Even as just, if you know, like I'm sitting down holding your hand, we're having a chat, like, and even if it's like, I prompt them, even if you just come in and sit in the chair, that's a start. You know, you can come back next week and then we can have a look. Then you can come back after. It's just like, I'm here to help and build you to come in and get your teeth checked.
Keeping community connections strong is vital to providing culturally appropriate dental services. And this is significant as it builds up trust between Kia and her local community who come to the dentist. And it's important building trust with the younger generations.
Oh, the kids give us a doing. But like a lot of them, like I might know their mum or their dad because like they might not know me. So, like, I might say, like, you know, such and such, I used to go to school with your mum, or, and then they'd sort of, like, I can sort of start to build that trust with them. And then, like, or they'll see me around town and I'll pull up and have, like, a chat to them. And then next time I see them, they're like, oh, we saw you at IGA, or we saw you at the park. And then we can go from there. So it's good that they start to know me personally. They see me and then they start to trust me, and then, and I can feel that with the dentist, then, like, they know that the kid will trust me. So it's, like, I kind of have, like, the lead in the way.
And this is it for this episode of the NITV podcast series. Thank you to our guest today, Dr. Lynn Main, Rural and Remote Dental Services Manager, Southeastern Section with the Royal Flying Doctor Service, and Kia Gibbs, Trainee Dental Assistant at the Aboriginal Health Service in Bourke, New South Wales. And don't forget, you can tune into our other NITV podcasts like Take It Black or Ballin' Out. Just go to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.